I usually don't have my sermons translated, so this is a little different for me.
我通常讲道是没有翻译的，所以今天对我来说，有一点点不同。
But I want to thank Sherry for translating for me, because I know it's not an easy thing to do.
我要谢谢 Sherry 帮我翻译，因为我知道那不是一件容易的事。
So even though today is Father's Day, I am not going to give a typical Father's Day message.
虽然今天是父亲节，我不会给一个典型的父亲节的信息。
Oftentimes on Father's Day, pastors will preach about the characteristics of fathers and relate them to the characteristics of God as our Heavenly Father.
常常在父亲节的时候，牧师会传讲父亲的特质，将这个连接到我们在天上的父神的特质。
But today I want to speak more generally about relationships between parents and children.
但是今天我要更普遍的来谈到父母和子女的关系。
So let's go ahead and pray. And sorry, the slides were Happy Father's Day. One more. Talk about prayer child, and then okay, let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear God, thank you for this Father's Day where we can celebrate our fathers.
亲爱的父神，感谢你在这个父亲节，我们能够来庆祝我们的父亲。
We pray that you would bless each father and give them strength and wisdom to be the best fathers and husbands they can be.
我们祈求你祝福每一位父亲。赐给他们力量和智慧，让他们成为他们所能做到的最好的父亲和丈夫。
We also pray that this time you would open up our hearts and minds to the message you want us to hear today.
我们也在这个时候祈求你打开我们的心灵，来聆听你今天要我们听到的信息。
Thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
感谢主，我们爱你，奉主耶稣的名祈求，阿门。
All right, next slide.So I come from a long line of Christians.
我来自一个父母双方都有很长的基督徒背景的家庭。
And this is from both sides of my family.
这是我父母双方。
So my great-great-grandpa from my dad's side was a pastor.
我父亲这一边的高曾祖父是一位牧师。
My great-great-grandpa from my mom's side was a pastor.
我母亲这一边的高曾祖父也是一位牧师。
My great grandpa from my mom's side was a pastor.
我母亲的曾祖父是一位牧师。
My grandpa from my dad's side was a pastor.
我父亲的祖父是牧师。
My grandpa from my mom's side was a pastor.
我妈妈的祖父是牧师。
My dad is a pastor.
我的父亲是一位牧师。
He has three brothers. They're all pastors.
他有三个兄弟，他们都是牧师。
My mom has seven sisters, and a bunch of them married pastors as well.
我妈妈有七个姐妹，其中有三位是与牧师结婚的。
I'm a pastor.
我是一位牧师。
My wife is a pastor's kid, so her dad's a pastor.
我太太是牧师的女儿，她爸爸是牧师。
So I'm a fifth generation Christian.
所以我是第五代的基督徒。
I recently just became a dad 3 years ago.
我三年前以前刚刚当了爸爸。
So this is a picture of my family.
这是我们全家福的照片。
My wife May and I, we've been married for 6 years.
我的太太 May 跟我结婚已经六年了。
Our son JJ stands for Joshua Jeremiah. He's 3 years old.
我们的儿子 JJ 代表着约书亚耶利米，他三岁。
And we have twin girls, Carissa and Emma, who are 10 months old.
我们有一对双胞胎女儿 ,Carissa 跟 Emma, 她们是十个月大。
So in this photo, my wife is holding Carissa and I'm holding Emma.
所以在这个照片里面，我的太太是抱着
Carissa, I'm holding Emma.
她是抱着那个 Emma, 抱着 Emma.
Being a parent has not been easy.But one thing that we pray for is that our children would also come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior.
为人父母不容易，但是我们祷告的一件事是我们的孩子会认识耶稣基督，是他们个人的救主。
We hope to pass down our faith to our children.
我们盼望将我们的信仰传承给我们的儿女。
But we know that this is a decision they have to make, and we can't force it on them.
但是我们知道这是他们需要自己做的决定，我们不能强迫他们。
We can try to influence them and teach them the best that we can.
但我们可以试着影响他们和尽我们所能的来教导他们。
Now there are many passages in the Bible that talk about parents and children relationships, but I just want to look at one today.
在圣经里面有很多的经节讲到父母与儿女的关系，我今天只要看一段主要的经文。
We're going to look at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4.
我们要来看以弗所书六章一到四节。
It says this, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
这样写的，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Honor your father and mother, this is the first commandment with a promise.
要孝敬父母，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
That it will go well with you, and you may live long in the land.
这使你得福，在世长寿。
Now, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord.
你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
So the first part of this passage speaks to the children.
这段经文的第一个部分是对儿女而说的。
And we see here that children are supposed to obey their parents and the Lord and honor them.
我们从这里看到儿女是要顺服他们的父母及尊荣他们的。
So what does this really mean?
这真正的意思是什么呢?
First off, children are to obey their parents, but they are to obey them in the Lord.
首先,儿女要服从他们的父母,但是是在主里顺服他们。
Children aren't supposed to just blindly obey their parents.
儿女不应只是盲从地跟随父母。
If what the parents ask the children to do is opposite of what the Bible says, then the children don't need to obey them.
假使父母要求孩子去做的是与圣经所教导的相反，那孩子就不必服从他们。
But if it is according to God's word, then the children should obey them.
但如果是按照神的话，儿女就应顺从父母。
So secondly, the children are supposed to honor their father and mother.
第二点，儿女应该要孝敬父母。
The Greek word for honor means to revere, to prize, and value.
孝敬在希腊文里面的意思是尊崇、奖赏和价值。
Honor is giving respect not only to what they do, but for their position.
孝敬不只是尊敬他们所做的，也要尊敬他们的位置。
So for example, some Americans may disagree with the president's decisions, but they should respect him as a position of the leader of their country.
比如说，有些老美或许不同意总统的决定，但他们仍然应该尊敬他是国家的领导者。
So similarly, children of all ages should honor their parents, regardless or not their parents quote-unquote deserve honor.
类似的，各阶层年龄的子女都应该孝敬他们的父母，不论他们的父母是否应得这尊荣。
This is also a command that we need to continue to do regardless of how old we are.
这也是不论我们的年纪有多大，我们都应继续遵行的诫命。
We are to honor our parents even as adults.
我们要孝敬父母，即使我们已长大成人。
So how do we do this?
那么我们实际上要如何做呢?
I'm going to give three ways that we can honor our mothers and fathers.
我要给大家提供三个方法，我们可以来孝敬父母。
First, speak well of them.
第一，要述说父母的好。
We can honor our parents by sharing the good parts of them.
我们可以用与他人分享父母的好来孝敬他们。
Even though our parents aren't perfect, nobody is, there are many things that they have done for us.
即使我们的父母不十全十美，但是没有人是十全十美的，他们为我们做了许多。
They have sacrificed a lot and give up, so that we can have the lives that we have today.
他们牺牲了许多，也放弃了许多，我们才能有今天的生活。
So next slide, share the good things that they have done for you. Share it.
所以要来与他人分享父母为你所做的好事。
Okay, so for me personally, this is one way I appreciate my parents.
对我个人而言，有一件事我真的是很感激我的父母。
For my dad, when we were little, he made sure to spend one-on-one time with us. So after school, he would come pick us up, me up, and he'd take me out and we'll go on a date to McDonald's.
所以有一天放学后, 我的爸爸就来接我, 然后我们就去麦当劳, 有一个约会。
So even though he was super busy with ministry work, he made sure to have that one-on-one time with me.
虽然他牧会的工作使他超级忙碌, 他还是要确定他可以跟我有一对一相处的时间。
Yeah, and he'd also do this with my sisters individually.
他也是一样的会对我的, 姐妹们有这样一对一相处的时间。
Another thing I remember about my family, my parents, is that they used to take us to Disneyland every summer.
另外一件事我记得的是, 每一个暑假, 我的父母都会带我们到迪士尼乐园去玩。
We lived up in the Bay Area, so it took 7 hours for us to drive from the Bay Area to Disneyland.
我们住在北部的湾区, 所以我们要开7小时的车才能到迪士尼乐园。
So my parents would wake us up at 3 in the morning.
所以我爸妈就会在清晨3点钟的时候把我们叫醒。
And we'd get into the car and we'd drive, and we would continue to sleep as kids, we'd sleep.
我们进车以后, 我们小孩子就继续的来睡觉。
And when we wake up, we'll be at Disneyland.
当我们醒来的时候, 我们就已经在迪士尼乐园门口了。
Right when the doors open at 10 a.m.
那时候也正好就是10点钟, 迪士尼乐园刚好开门的时候。
I don't know how my parents did it.
我不知道我的父母是如何办到的。
But they would drive the whole night from 3 a.m. to 7, and then spend the whole day with us at Disneyland.
他们会整晚开车开了7小时，应该是 3点开到10点。 然后呢，整天在白天的时候在迪士尼乐园陪伴我们，搭乘所有可以搭乘的。
My mom is really amazing too.
我妈妈也是很奇妙惊人的。
She works super hard for our family and is always humble about it.
她为我们这一家超级的努力工作，总是很谦卑。
Next slide. She really lives out her faith and she would do her daily devotions in the morning.
她真的是活出她的信仰。 我记得她每天早晨会在客厅灵修。
So every time I wake up, I would see her spending time with God, and that made a big impact on my faith.
当我醒来时，我会看到她与神有相处的时间， 这对我的生命有很大的冲击。
She took care of us growing up, and she's still helping my family by watching my kids when we need it.
他照顾我们成长，到现在仍然帮助我的家庭许多。 当我们有需要的时候，会帮忙看顾我的孩子们。
One last point. I know that we as Asians, we don't always express our emotions with words.
我晓得身为亚裔，我们不总是知道如何以言语来表达我们的情绪。
We often show love through actions, but we don't say it much.
我们常会借着行动来表达我们的爱，但是不常多说。
So I urge you to tell your parents as children, tell them I love you.
我敦促你们要向父母说我爱你们。
And even though they know it, still good to hear it.
即便他们已经知道，但是听到了仍然是好的。
And this goes both ways. Parents, tell your children that you love them.
这是双方面的。 做父母的也要告诉你的儿女，你爱他们。
Sure. Next, both my parents have done a lot for my family, and I appreciate what they've done for me.
所以不论如何，我的双亲已经为我的家庭做了许多，我感激他们为我所做的一切。
And so I wanted to speak publicly of what my parents have done for me, and I encourage that you do the same with your parents.
所以我要述说他们的好，来孝敬他们。我也希望你对你的双亲同样的如此行。Number
two, we can support our parents financially and emotionally.
第二点，要支持你的父母在财务上和情绪上。A
practical way to honor our parents is to actually financially and emotionally support them.
一个实际的方法去孝敬父母是在财务上和情绪上实际的来支持他们。
Your parents raise you up and spend their hard-earned money to feed you, clothe you, put a home over your head.
你的父母养育你，花他们努力工作赚来的钱，在食物上让你吃。 有衣服让你穿，还有家让你住。
Many parents help support their children by paying for their college tuition.
许多父母也帮助孩子付大学的学费。
And as we grow up and become adults and start making our own money, we need to remember to give back to our parents and support them as well.
当我们长大成人，自己开始赚钱时，我们要记得回馈父母，也要支持他们。
My cousin, when he got his first paycheck, he gave the whole thing to his parents as a way of saying, thank you.
我有一个堂兄弟，当他领到第一份薪水的时候，他真的把整张支票都交给他的父母，借此来表达对他们说谢谢你。
I think that's pretty cool.
我想这是非常的酷。
We should also support our parents emotionally as well.
我们不只是在财务上要支持我们的父母，在情绪上也应该照样行。
Okay, next slide. Parents are humans and they go through rough times.
父母是人，他们也经历到艰困的时刻。
And one way to honor them is to spend quality time with them and ask them, you know, how they're doing.
有一个孝敬他们的方法是实际上花些好质量的时间与他们相处，问候他们好吗？
Ask them how their day was.
问他们日子过得如何。
Ask them what happened at work.
问他们在工作上有什么事发生。
Ask them if they have any prayer requests and pray for them.
问他们是否有代祷的需求，而实际为他们祷告。
Another thing we can do, this is for those who have moved out, is to call them and check in on them.
另外我们能做的是，特别是那些已经离开家的，要给他们打电话，问问他们的情况。
My older sister does a great job of this.
我的大姐这一方面做得很棒。
She calls my parents almost every day, just to say hi and see how they're doing.
她几乎每天都给我父母打电话，只为了打个招呼，看他们好不好。
I don't do a really good job of this, and I know I need to improve on this.
我在这一方面做得一点都不好，我知道我在这事情上面要有改进。
But this is a way that we can care for our parents emotionally.
这也是关心我们父母情绪上的一个方法。
Finally, third, we can forgive our parents.
第三点，要原谅他们。
This is probably the best way we can honor our parents.
这可能是我们能够孝敬父母最好的一个方法。
Again, there are no perfect parents.
再次提醒，没有完美的父母。
We are all flawed. We all have made mistakes.
我们都有亏欠，也都犯了错。
And some of those mistakes might have hurt us.
那些错当中，有些可能是伤害到我们。
Maybe they weren't the best parents and you felt neglected or unloved.
或许他们不是最好的父母，你也曾觉得被疏忽或者不被爱。
Maybe some of you have even gone through some abuse physically, verbally, emotionally.
有些人或许还在身体上、言语上或情绪上被虐待过。
What your parents have done is not right, but God challenges us to love and forgive those who have hurt us.
你的父母所做的是不对的，但是神挑战我们要去爱和饶恕那些曾伤害我们的人。
In the Bible, we see Jesus' willingness to forgive those who have wounded him.
圣经里面我们看到耶稣愿意赦免那些伤害他的人。
In the very moment that the nails were driven into his flesh, he cried out, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
在钉子钉入他的肉体的那一刻，他大声喊叫说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
So let's come before the cross and know that God has forgiven us of our sins, and we should also forgive those who have hurt us, especially our parents.
所以让我们来到十架前，知道上帝已经赦免我们和我们的罪，我们也要饶恕曾经伤害我们的人，特别是我们的父母。
So pray for them, pray for yourself, that you may love them despite their mistakes.
为他们祷告，也为你自己祷告，虽然他们犯了错。你仍可以爱他们。
So again, how can we honor our father and mothers?
所以我们如何能够孝敬我们的父母呢？
We speak well of them, support them emotionally, financially, forgive and pray for them.
我们能够诉说他们的好，能在财务上和情绪上支持他们，能够原谅和为他们祷告。
Okay, let's go back to our passage again.
让我们回到我们的经文。
So again, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right."
以弗所书六章一到四节这样说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Honor your father and mother, this is the first commandment with a promise.
要孝敬父母，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
That it may go well with you and you may live long in the land.
这使你得福，在世长寿。
And verse 4, fathers do not provoke your children.But bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
第四节，你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
So the second part of the verse talks to the parents, and we see here that parents should not provoke their children to anger.
这一节经文的后半段是对做父母说的，我们在这里看到父母不要惹儿女的气。
But they are to bring them up in discipline and instruction in the Lord.
而是要在主的训练和教导下养育他们。
So what does it mean to provoke your children?
什么是惹儿女的气？
In Colossians 3:21, Paul says something similar.
在哥罗西书三章二十一节，保罗有类似的说法。
He says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged."
你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
Basically, as parents, we aren't to push our children to a point where they get angry at us or where they get so discouraged that they give up.
基本上，为人父母的，我们不要逼我们的子女到一个地步，使得他们对我们生气，或者他们失了志气到要放弃。
Another translation says, don't exasperate our children, which means we aren't to frustrate them.
另外一个译本是说，不要使我们的儿女恼怒，那意思是我们不要让他们觉得挫败。
So how do parents provoke and exasperate their children?
父母如何惹儿女的气，让他们恼怒呢？
There are four things.
有四方面。
First, we can do it by giving unhealthy expectations.
第一点，我们对他们有不健康的期望。
Even though we aren't perfect, we expect our children to be perfect.
虽然我们不完美，但是我们期望我们的儿女十全十美。
What's the stereotype for Asians?
亚裔的典型是什么呢？
They're supposed to get straight A's.
他们应该要全拿 A.
4.5 GPA because of all the honor and AP classes.
GPA 要 4.5 因为要上资优班和进阶先修班的课。
Be valedictorian.
要毕业第一名
graduating top honors in their class
或者是毕业前几名
and get accepted to Stanford, MIT, Harvard
还要能够进入斯坦福大学麻省理工学院或者哈佛大学
They also need to be first chair in orchestra play violin, piano
他们也必须是乐团里面的第一小提琴手钢琴手
and also know how to speak and write Mandarin, Taiwanese, and English well
他们还需要知道要如何把华语、台语和英文都能说得好、讲得好、写得好。
Sometimes we push our children too hard and we expect too much for them.
有时候我们逼我们的孩子太紧，对他们期望太多。
And that is a way that we can exasperate them.
这样就恼怒了他们。
Another way that we can do that is by overprotecting them.
另外一方面，我们使我们的儿女恼怒，是因为我们过分的保护他们。
I know that my wife and I struggle with this.
我知道我太太和我为这点在挣扎。
We want the best for our children, and we don't want to see them get hurt.
我们要给儿女最好的，我们不要看到他们受伤害。
So sometimes we overprotect them.
所以很多的时候，我们就过分的保护他们。
We end up doing everything for them, and that's not good for them.
我们最终是为他们做每一件事那对他们是不好的。
Children need to learn how to fail, learn from making their mistakes.
小孩子需要学习如何失败和从错误中学习。
And especially as children become adults, we need to be able to let them go and let them make their own decisions.
特别是当孩子渐渐长大成人，我们需要放手和让他们自己做决定。
Thirdly, we can exasperate and provoke our children by comparing them.
第三点，我们有比较儿女而惹他们的气，或者使他们恼怒。
I hear this all the time with parents.
我老是听到父母这样说。
Why can't you be more like your sister or brother?
你为什么不能更像你的姐妹或者兄弟？
Why can't you be more like your cousin or that other person? Your friend is already doing this. Why aren't you doing that?
你的朋友都已经在做这个了，你为什么还不做？
Don't compare and play favorites.
我们不要做比较，也不要偏心。
Treat each of your children as their own.
对待你每一个孩子如同他们自己。
Finally, we can exasperate provocal children by being a hypocrite.
最后一点，我们由于是一个伪君子而惹了儿女的气，或者使他们恼怒。
We tell our children to respect us as parents, but we don't show them respect.
我们告诉我们的儿女要尊敬我们是父母，但我们没有尊敬他们如儿女。
We tell them to not procrastinate on their schoolwork, but we procrastinate on our own work.
我们告诉他们不要单言学校的功课，但是我们却拖延我们自己的工作。
We tell them to clean their room, but our room is a mess.
我们告诉他们要清理他们的房间，但我们自己的房间却一团糟。
We tell them to read the Bible and pray, but we don't read the Bible and pray ourselves.
我们告诉他们要读经和祷告，但我们自己却不读经祷告。
And this is really what Paul says, leads us to what Paul says in the second part of verse 4.
这就真的带领我们到保罗在第四节后半段所说的。
What should parents do? They are to discipline and instruct their children.
父母要怎么做呢? 他们要训练和教导他们的子女。
So the first thing that we are to do is to discipline our children.
第一件我们要做的事是训练我们的儿女。
This is correcting and rebuking.
这是纠正和责备的部分。When
our child makes a mistake, we need to correct them.
当我们的儿女犯错时，我们必须纠正他们。We
can't turn a blind eye and pretend it didn't happen.
我们不能够闭眼不看，假装事情没发生。We
need to make sure they don't continue to mess up.
我们必须确定他们不再继续的犯错。However,
the second part is just as important, which is instructing them.
然而第二个部分，教导他们也是一样的重要。This
means teaching and encouraging them.
这是说要教他们，也要鼓励他们。We
don't just tell them that they're wrong, but we are to walk with them and show them what to do next.
我们不只是要告诉他们他们错了，而我们是要与他们同行，指示他们下一步要做什么。We
need to help them to do what is right.
我们必须帮助他们去做什么是对的。
It's easy to stand on the sides and just criticize our children and tell them to get it right.
只站在旁边指责我们的儿女和告诉他们要做的对是比较容易的。
But it takes more work to actually show them what to do instead.
但要指示他们应该做什么，就需要有更多的努力。
And the only way we can do this is by having a relationship with them.
我们要能够这样做，唯一的方法是我们与儿女有好的关系。
We live in a time when half the days were spent in front of a screen.
我们处在一个世代，每一天有一半的时间是花在荧光幕前。
We are either looking at our phones, our computers, or laptops, tablets, television screen.
我们或者是在看我们的手机，或者我们的电脑，笔记型电脑，或是平板电脑，或者是电视。
We're stuck into the digital world that we don't spend enough face-to-face time with our family members.
我们被数位世界吸入了，以至于我们没有花足够的时间，真正的与我们家人面对面的相处。We
need to unplug ourselves from the digital world and spend some quality human time with each other.
我们应该将我们自己由数位世界拔出，而彼此花一些好品质的属于人的时间相处。Go
somewhere and leave the phones in the car.
出去到某一个地方，把手机留在车上。
If you want to take a photo, bring an actual camera.
如果你要照相的话，随身带一个真正的相机。
But go somewhere, leave the phones, and so that you can talk and spend some quality time together.
但是到某一个地方去，把手机留在背后，所以你能够真正的谈话，花一些好品质的时间在一起。
Turn off the TV, actually have a conversation.
把电视关掉，可以有真正的谈话对话。
Make eye-to-eye contact with each other, engage each other.
彼此可以有实际的眼神的接触，而且能够互相关注。
If we want to be able to teach and train our children, instruct our children to the Lord, we need to have a good relationship with them.
如果我们要能够在主里训练和教导教训我们的儿女，我们必须与他们有好的关系。
And if we really want our children to follow in the footsteps after Christ, we need to model it for them.
如果我们真的要我们的儿女跟着我们的脚步来追随基督，我们就必须做榜样，一起来做。
Yeah, we need to do it together.
我们应该要一起来做。
So first, live out your faith so that your children can see it.
首先把信仰活出来，让你的儿女看见。My
son is 3 years old and he sees and he hears everything.
我的儿子三岁，他看到了，听到了每一件事。Even
when it seems like he isn't paying attention, he is.
即使看起来好像他不注意，但他其实是注意的。And
he's absorbing everything that my wife and I do.
他将我和我太太所做的全盘吸收。How
we interact with each other.
所以我们如何的彼此相交。How
we talk to each other.
我们如何彼此谈话。Even
our nonverbal clues, he'll pick them up.
甚至于我们无言的暗示，他都跟着学起来。So
the question is, at home, are we modeling our Christ for our kids?
这样问题在于，我们在家里是否为儿女们活出基督的样式？
Is our words full of love and grace and truth?
我们的言语是否充满着爱、恩典和真理？
Is our attitude full of joy and peace and patience?
我们的态度是否充满着喜乐、平安和忍耐？
Is our actions full of generosity and thankfulness and humility?
我们的行为是否充满着慷慨、感恩和谦卑？
Kids will pick up on these things.
小孩子会学这些事情。
But not only do we model it for our children, but let's bring them along and let's serve together with them.
我们不但要借由我们的行为活出基督的样式，而且要带领我们的儿女。
Go on a mission trip together.
要显示给他们看信徒的意义是什么，我们可以一同参与宣教旅行。
Go serve the homeless together.
一起去为无家可归的人服务。
Go to church together and worship together.
一同去教会，一同敬拜。
Do devotions together.
一起来灵修。
Pray together.
一同来祷告。
Share with them what God is doing in their life and ask them what God is doing in their life.
与他们分享上帝在你生命的作为，也问他们上帝正在他们的生命中做什么。
Help them to see that God is working and is around your family.
帮助他们来看见上帝如何在你的家庭里和周遭工作。
Commit to bringing your child to church each week.
下定决心每个星期要带你的孩子去教会。
Encourage them to come to youth group even when it's small.
鼓励他们来青少年团契，即使那团契很小。
6 years ago, I started working at Canaan Taiwanese Christian Church up in the Bay Area.
6年以前，我开始在湾区的迦南台湾人基督徒教会服事。
I was primarily working with the youth group, and they were going through a transition time.
我主要是带领青少年团契，那个时候他们正经历着转型期。
Most of the youth group members were graduating off to college.
大部分的青年团员刚好是高中毕业要去上大学。
So the group was very small and the numbers were very inconsistent.
所以团契很小，人数非常不稳定。
There was even 1 week when it was just me, my 2 counselors and 1 boy.
甚至于曾经有一个礼拜只有我，两位辅导和一个男孩。
But the great thing was that the parents of this boy committed to bringing him out every week.
但是很酷的事情是，那个男孩的父母下定决心，每个星期要带他们的儿子来我们的青少年团契。Even
though he was often alone, didn't have any friends.
即使他常常是孤单而没有什么朋友。And
for 1 year, the average youth group was 5 to 10.
那一年我们青少年团契参加的人数平均是5到10个学生。But
then the next year, we had some incoming 6th graders.
但是接下来的一年，我们有一些要升6年级的孩子来了。And
similarly, those parents committed to bringing the child out every week.
同样的，那些父母委身要将他们的孩子带来青少年团契。And
slowly, the numbers start to stabilize.
慢慢的，人数开始稳定下来。These
youth invited their school friends, and more and more started to come.
这些青少年就邀请他们学校的朋友，就越来越多人来了。
By the time I left 6 years later, our average was 20 to 25 on a Friday night and 30 to 40 on a Sunday.
6年后, 当我要离开的时候, 周五晚上我们平均人数是 20 到 25, 主日是 30 到 40 人。
My leadership and I did our part in creating a safe and fun environment for the students.
我的上级领导和我做了我们该做的部分, 去为我们的学生营造一个安全又令人开心的环境。
It was a place where they can have fun and learn about the Bible.
在那里他们可以很开心又可以学圣经。
But it was really the commitment of the parents to bring the children to youth group.
但是真正的是父母委身要带他们的孩子来青少年团契。
Instead of bringing them to Chinese school or other activities.
而不是带他们去上中文学校或者其他的活动。
It was that that helped grow our group.
这样才能真正让我们的青少年团契成长。
It was the parents who prioritized God and made it evident to the children that helped our youth group.
是那些父母亲把上帝摆在优先位置，且让孩子们看得非常明显，这样帮助了我们青少年团契。
These parents even started their own small group at church, so they would just drop off their children and then they would meet together.
事实上，这一些父母是在教会开始了他们自己的小家聚会，所以他们就先把孩子放在青少年团契，然后他们开始自己的聚会。
Proverbs 22:6 says this.
箴言22:6节这样说。
Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
教养孩童, 使他走当行的道, 就是到老, 他也不偏离。
This is really the prayer for parents. This is parents.
这真正是我们为人父母的祷告。
That we would really train up our children to walk with God, so that when they are old, they would continue to walk with God.
我们要真正教养我们的儿女, 走在主的道路上, 以致他们到老时也继续与上帝同行。
And again, training doesn't just mean telling them what to do, but it's walking with them along this journey of faith.
再次来提醒各位，教养不意味着只是告诉他们去做什么，而是在信心的旅程上与他们同走。
To correct them when they do mistakes, and to show them what to do next time.
当他们犯错的时候，纠正他们，还只是他们下一次应该要怎么做。
It's modeling it for them in our actions, attitudes, and the words that you say.
为了他们要在你的行为态度和你所说的话语上有主的样式。
And I believe that if we do this, we will pass it on from next generation would continue to follow suit.
如果我们这样做，我相信仿效我们的下一代会继续将他们的信心传承给再下一代。
And they would continue to pass it to the next generation and the next and the next.
他们就继续的来传承，然后接下来的世世代代传给接下来的世世代代。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for our parents.
亲爱的天父，我们为我们的父母感谢你。
Even though they are not perfect, we know that they have tried their hardest to do what's best for our family.
即使他们不完美，我们知道他们已试着竭尽全力为我们的家庭将最好的摆上。As
children, we pray that we would honor our parents.
身为儿女，我们祈求我们能孝敬父母。That
we would see all that they have done for us and speak well of them.
让我们能看到他们为我们所做的一切而述说他们的好。
That we would be generous with our money and time and support them financially and emotionally.
让我们在钱财上和时间上能够对他们慷慨，在财务上和情绪上能够支持他们。
And that we would forgive our parents, especially those who have hurt us in the past.
然后我们能够原谅，和为我们的父母祷告，特别是在过去曾经伤害过我们的。
And as parents, I pray that you would help us to really discipline and instruct our children in the Lord.
为人父母的，我祈求上帝帮助我们真正在主里训练和教导我们的孩子。
That we would not provoke them or exasperate them, but show them what it means to be a son and daughter of Christ.
我们不去惹儿女的气，也不使他们恼怒，但能真正显示给他们作为基督儿女的意义。
I pray that we would model Christ for them and to serve them and encourage them and challenge them to really walk in their faith.
我祈求我们能为他们活出基督的样式，能与他们一同服侍。 鼓励和挑战他们能真的与他们的信仰同行。
We pray that we would train them up so that they may hold on to you and continue to grow in their faith and pass it on to their children one day.
我们祷告我们能够教养他们，使他们紧紧地抓住你，继续在他们的信心上增长，有一天能传承给他们的儿女。
Help us to be families to really love you and commit to you.
帮助我们成为爱你和委身于你的家庭。
Thank you.
感谢主。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们祈求祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.